Welcome everyone to this extraordinary meeting of Stafford Borough Council. The first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the meeting of the Council held on the 20th of April 2021, as published in the Digest number 276 on the 5th of May 2021. Are these approved? Item two, apologies for absence. Are there any apologies for absence?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we've got apologies from Councillor Dodson, Councillor Green, Councillor Hall, Councillor Gareth Jones, and Councillor Roycroft.
Thank you. Item three, declaration of interests. Have we any declarations of interest? No. Right, item four, the secondment of the Chief Executive. I'll ask the leader of the... Sorry, can you not hear me?
No.
I'll try and speak up then. Item number four, the secondment of the Chief Executive. I'll ask the leader of the council to propose his recommendation, if he would.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, everybody. I will try and project my voice as best as I can. As the Mayor has said, this is a one-item agenda and a very important and very a report that needs careful consideration. I think that the report itself is quite lucid and quite full of the detail. I, for one, had envisaged that I would present very briefly and I would certainly respond to any questions and so on. But as you all know, the background to this is that Chase District Council and this authority have shared services for well over a decade. I remember, I think, looking at my cabinet, Mike Smith and I are the remaining cabinet members who sat with the rest of our cabinet members then with Cannock Chase. And there were a couple of important principles. Firstly, a memorandum of understanding, which just set out the broad framework. But at that time, we were opposed politically, but we made it clear that that would not stand in the way of trying to do what we thought was best for the authority. And secondly, and I commend to you, this report does exactly the same thing. The sovereignty of each council is of the most paramount, and so nothing in this report I submit to you affects the sovereignty of Stafford Borough Council. And let's face it, this is about Stafford Borough Council. It's not about Council, they've got their own meeting on Wednesday. This is about Stafford Borough Council and the potential opportunities that arise from the proposal this evening. And so I'm not going to go through the recommendations because they're there. The services that we share over, as I said, more than a decade, legal services, financial services, internal audit, IT, human resources, revenues and benefits, building control. And you know, if I ask you all how much you think that would say to each authority, I'd get quite a spread of guesses. But you know, that reduces the cost to each council by £650,000. Sharing service and management teams is a proven model over a number of other authorities. And obviously the key driver really is to increase the resilience and capacity of the individual authority. working together further provides opportunities to improve our service delivery, achieving economies of scale that would not otherwise be capable of being explored unless this arrangement is brought in, sharing skills and experience, developing as we need to, and as we have shown so well in the last 12 months, particularly our IT and other technological features, and making the management structure itself more resilient, flexible, adaptable, and sustainable. I did two further things. I spoke privately with our chief executive, and I said to him, this is what is being suggested. If you say no now, then it goes no further. Our current chief executive has, as you know, worked in another local authority, a unitary authority, Derby in particular, and has experience of shared services over a greater plane. And the second thing that I said was that in this proposal, we have to have an exit plan. And so that if it doesn't work, having given our chief executive the opportunity to explore it, either council has the ability to withdraw from the arrangements. There is a lot more detail. I could spend half an hour talking to you about it, but I know that I will be told that I'm talking too long, and so I will leave it at that for the moment. But I commend recommendations on the basis that staff of the council would be incredibly, it would not be diligent of us to at least give the proposal the opportunity. Mindful that we can withdraw if it doesn't work. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Farrington. Is this proposal seconded?
I'll second it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. I've got Councillor Godfrey indicating he'd like to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It appears to be little or no advantage to staff of Borough Council in what's proposed tonight. The agenda. Our CEO, Mr. Cunningham Mechanic, will only reduce his time with Stafford and his working hours.
Excuse me, I'm really sorry, I can't hear a word you're saying. I apologise.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, my back. We'll reduce his time with Stafford and therefore make us inefficient, less efficient than we are at the moment. His workload mechanic will conclude with working and guiding any experience of political administration and trying to establish working relationships with new officers. It will take a lot of his time and practice focus from Stafford. Also, the culture of the two authorities are very different. And again, this will take a bunch of his time to negotiate different ways of working. We look at the two authorities. One of the main differences is how they actually still run their housing stock, which is very different to us. The savings, as the leader of the council said there, are not great. In the great scheme of things, Mr. Mayor, they're not the biggest savings in the world. And I can see the staff of the council will become a supportive authority to Canuck. We will be looking after their chief executive. Local government is going to change very, very shortly. And we have to work closely with our neighbouring districts and boroughs. It takes a lot of things to do that to defend local democracy. But this proposal, in my opinion, will really put a weakening in the robust defence of our local government at the level we work at. We need focused chief executive officers, not ones that are overloaded and distanced from their colleagues and councillors. We need to have hands-on, not strategic. This is a very good mechanic. And this is my little wanted. They're gaining a proven managing director for half the salary, no recruitment costs or time. Staff has saved a small amount, but which is an excellent CEO for a portion of the week. Is that a good deal? Obviously not. So far. Our political leadership has started with a council thinking of taking over Carrick as well. Good mention of it. Mr. Mayor, having said what I said would be meaningless without some meat behind it. And so, I would like to propose an alternative proposal tonight. I know you have a copy of it, and the head of law administration has a copy of it. I shall read it out. I propose that Stafford Borough Council is willing to help Carrick Chase District Council during its recruitment process for a new managing director. Stafford Borough Council's chief executive officer will be available to offer support and guidance to Carrick Chase District Council management team and incoming elected administration. It is important to state that any help will be given as a helpful neighbour, and at no time will the chief executive officer of Stafford Borough Council be seconded on a temporary or permanent basis to Carrick Chase District Council. Any financial compensation of time and advice given by Stafford Borough Council to Carrick Chase District Council will be negotiated by the management teams of the two authorities. I propose that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Godfrey. Is that proposal seconded?
Yes, I'd like to second it, but I'd like to reserve the right to speak, if that's all right.
Councillor Godfrey, yeah.
So, Mr. Mayor, the debate now turns to the amendment itself and any comments on the amendment that's put forward.
Does anyone wish to speak on the amendment? Councillor Hobbs.
Winnington had indicated.
Councillor Winnington.
I'll just unmute myself. Right, so I hope you can hear me. I'll be fairly loud on this. I was quite sad to hear the amendment that's just been proposed. Basically, it would just the signal that Stafford Borough Council is quite happy with the status quo. Now, for the time that I've been on Stafford Borough Council, we've always been a council that looks ahead, that has ambitions, and this to me is not a bad thing, it's an opportunity. I think someone just mentioned the awful word of authorities amalgamating. I think Staffordshire doesn't want to amalgamate, it doesn't want a unitary, it wants a working two-tier system. And this is an opportunity for Stafford and Carrick Chase to be trailblazers almost here, using the skills that we've got in such a competent chief executive. It can only be a good thing to start and work different ways of working, intelligent ways of working, and agile ways of working. We've heard about sharing services we've done so far, and I think the leader suggested that, if I was correct in listening, £650,000 savings for each authority. Now, I think that's actually conservative with a small c, a conservative figure. And I think that we've got better savings than that. But I think more importantly, working as two authorities closely, as we will be doing if this goes ahead, the most important thing is our electorate. We always forget about electorate when we have these sort of meetings. If we can provide better services for the money that we've got, it's a win-win for them, and it's something that we really should take seriously. The taxpayers' pound is important to them. We know it goes up every year because of inflation, and we should be looking at better ways of working, better ways of delivering service for those people. Looking through the papers, 517, and I think someone mentioned the housing stock, it does actually say that that will be ring-fenced, so this is not part of the deal, which is, it's got to be sensible. And then the second point that I picked up, 518, says that the two economic development services would still run separately. So all the gains that we've had in Stafford, all the gains that we're going to have in Stafford in terms of the town centre, in terms of this station gateway and such like, will go ahead. And if we have to compete with Canic on economic development, so be it. But this is about service delivery. It's about what we can give the taxpayers of both areas, and I'm totally agree, and I'll be voting against the amendment, and hopefully, if that's defeated, I'll be voting in favour of the proposal. Thank you.
I have several people wishing to speak. Councillor Pardesi.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This government has never been known for its wholehearted support of local authorities. The future funding for local authorities, this paper tells us, is uncertain because the government makes sure that the future funding for local authorities is uncertain. This plan, I believe, is designed to undermine our local authority, and we leave our residents with a weaker and less effective local authority, and our residents are the ones who will feel the brunt of it. Yet again, we read euphemisms such as reorganisation, and we all know words like that mean job losses and loss of services. I don't believe this is doing us a favour, or that it's a very temporary, loose deal, because this will be very difficult to disentangle once it has started. And if we're looking to save money, Mr. Mayor, how about this for an idea? Why are we talking about nonsense like voter IDs, which will do nothing except disenfranchise voters and boost votes for this administration and the government? What a waste of money that is. If we're into saving money, that's an idea. £20 million every election it will cost this country to have voter IDs in place. So how many thousands per election is that for Stafford Borough Council? And I'll repeat like I will to my dying day, there's plenty of money. It's the way in which we decide to use it, and I certainly don't believe that this is an effective use of our money. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Peart.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can I even stand there, at least I'm not... we aren't far enough away, are we? Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, I'm very much like Councillor Williamson that I will not be voting for the amendment. I won't be for many, many reasons. One of the lessons that we all learned from the pandemic, in my view, was the importance of partnership working. Now, that doesn't say that there wasn't an importance of vaccine, and I'm not saying that, because that was probably of equal importance. But over the last 14 months, and bearing in mind this is the first meeting that we've all met together face-to-face physically in that time, we've all seen huge amounts of partnership working. And this proposal, in my view, continues to extend that partnership working. We are no longer in an environment where we can be an island, and we actually have to embrace new ways of working, new ways of thinking. Councillor Williamson suggested that there were new ways of thinking. I would like to give you a list of councils, and maybe you can tell me what's the similarity. Worthing and Ardon. Staffordshire Moorlands and High Peak, West Devon and South Hams, Suffolk Coastal and Waverley, Whitehorse and South Oxfordshire, Bromsgrove and Redditch, shall I go on? Essex, County Council and Brentwood, Carlisle City and Alderdale. These are councils who share chief executives, and they have been doing so since when? At least 2008. If we really want to serve our communities and our residents, then we have a duty to look at how we spend their money. And if one of the ways of spending their money more effectively, in my view, is by sharing a chief executive, then that is something that we are duty-bound, councillors, to explore. We have in Mr. Clegg, please close your ears, we have in Mr. Clegg a gifted chief exec and a very capable senior management team who are capable of a wider management span of control. We are talking about one person who is being shared, the chief executive, not the rest of his executive team, because that is already as it is today. The final point I wanted to make was, over the last few months, I've been on the doorsteps a lot, for obvious reasons. And one of the things that kept coming up was how we spend taxpayers' money. And I think that this looks at one of the alternatives that is available to this council. And in my view, it takes a long time to bring forward cost savings of any sort within an organisation of this size. And we need now to be looking forward for the next 5 or 10 years, and sharing a chief executive, in my view, is a good way of leveraging the opportunities that sit there. And it makes sure the future is in Stafford Borough's hands and not in someone else's hands, as could have been the case last year. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Kenny.
Thank you. We're currently in the midst of a pandemic. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks' time, not regardless of the next 12 months. So it's quite vital that we don't go experimenting at the moment. It's the wrong time to do it. We need our chief exec at the helm steering us, and we shouldn't be sending around a pilot another vessel into port anywhere else.
Councillor Godfrey. Yeah, you're next on the list, Councillor Godfrey.
2 minutes, Mr. Mayor.
Pardon?
2 minutes for Councillor Godfrey, you're speaking second time.
Very well. Am I a bit stuck? Am I a bit sweet now?
Yes, yeah. You've told me.
2 minutes.
Well, Mr. Mayor, indeed, my understanding is that if Councillor Godfrey is now speaking, that prevents anybody else in the chamber from speaking. And there are a number of people who have indicated.
Mr. Mayor, through you. Councillor Godfrey is not exercising his right of reply. He's using his second speech in the debate. So he has a 2 minute to clear up anything that's been said in one of the other speeches.
And then a right of reply.
He will have a right of reply.
If Councillor Godfrey speaks now, does he then forego his right of reply?
No, Ms. Mayor, just explained, he will still have his right of reply.
So he doesn't forego the right
no.
of reply?
No, he can speak for 2 minutes now if he wants to clear up something that he's heard.
Okay, Councillor Godfrey, I'll put you in a bit. You indicated again, Councillor Farrington, do you want to come back at the moment?
Mr. Mayor, Councillor Farrington can only speak immediately before Councillor Godfrey's right of reply.
Right, so I should put you down after Councillor Godfrey. Is that all right, Councillor Farrington?
Mr. Mayor, I feel we've lost track in relation to this debate. And I would welcome clarity.
Well, I have got 1, 2, 3, 4 people apart from Councillor Godfrey who wish to speak. Would you like to reserve your right to reply till after those?
Mr. Mayor, I can read out the rule if you like.
Very well.
Rule 15.9b, If an amendment is moved, the mover of the original motion, Councillor Farrington, has the right of reply at the close of the debate on the amendment immediately before the mover of the amendment, but may not otherwise speak on it.
Thank you for that clarity. I wish to reserve my right to speak prior to Councillor Godfrey.
In that case, the next speaker is Councillor Loughran.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, we have heard from my fellow councillor here about the fact that he feels the only person who is going to have any stress and strain control is in fact the Chief Executive, who will in fact be sharing his duties with staff to Ireland's cabinet. Can I point out that my consent is not only for our Chief Executive and the additional work that he will have, but also our other officers, who will have additional chores and additional work put onto them. There seems to be no consideration given to the fact that we have a duty of care for our officers, and we should be making sure that the officers who are in fact doing services for us are well and truly supported. I think that this recommendation is in fact not giving adequate support for the additional work which our senior management team are going to have to undertake if, in fact, our Chief Executive is spending half of his time in Canada and half of his time in Scotland. It also concerns me that, in actual fact, will the Chief Executive be based in Canada? Because it seems to me that more and more of our shared services are, in fact, being based in Canada. For example, our finance team is completely moved from Stafford. And we're told nothing about that finance team moving. I, as chair of the Audit Commission, knew absolutely nothing about the move. I went to speak to auditors, and none of them were there. They were all in Canada. Are we going to find now that all of our senior officers are going to be so busy supporting our Chief Executive and the senior officers in Canada, and we are showing no consideration for their welfare? The additional strain that we are prepared to put onto our officers, I feel, is immoral, and should give consideration to that aspect of this whole idea, rather than just saying it's going to be better for the people of Stafford. It's not going to be better for the people of Stafford if we are in fact putting additional stress onto our officers, which can have devastating effect on the services which we are providing for our residents of Stafford Borough. Thank you, Mr.
I have Councillor Pearce next.
The Chief Executive has been described as excellent and gifted. And I would agree with both of those descriptions. But where I disagree is that those making those descriptions seem to think that the Chief Executive is so gifted and excellent that we can manage with him on a half-time basis. But I disagree entirely. I think if we value our Chief Executive, we want to have him full time, not as a part time. Secondly, I think there is a question about this arrangement as to how much time the Chief Executive would be able to spend with Stafford Borough and how that would be monitored. Because in that role, you have to respond to the pressures. It seems to me, if the pressures are greater in Canada, then that's going to take up more of his time. So how is that going to be monitored? But the third point I want to make, and this is the main one, is this. Yes, we share some services, but there is a big difference between sharing services, many of them backroom services, which are simply about servicing the council itself. And having someone who is in a strategic role, doing the same work for both councils and trying to serve two different political agendas and two different communities. And I really do think that trying to do that is a bit like trying to ride two horses.
Ken?
My point was made by Councillor Loughran, so I won't say any more.
Councillor Cook, did you indicate?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, let's start with an agreement to begin with. I fully agree with the leader of the Council's observation that this debate is about Stafford Borough Council. It is not about anything else, it is about the future running of Stafford Borough Council. And I would also add that our loyalty as councillors, our loyalty is to all the residents and the electorate, everyone who lives in Stafford Borough Council. And our aim should be to give them the best possible service in the best possible way. And that's why I would support this amendment. Because I would want a chief executive who is fully focused on Stafford Borough Council and the needs and requirements and the hopes and the fears of Stafford Borough Council. Not, I would not wish his attention to be divided into somewhere else, to take his mind off all the issues that we face as Stafford Borough Council. I've heard figures bandied about how much we're going to save. Well, why aren't the figures in this report? We just have a six-figure sum thrown at us, almost thrown in our faces, and we're expected to accept it. It's just what happened before with the green bin scheme, the garden scheme. No idea how the price was arrived at. Still have no idea how the price was arrived at. Well, if we were going to have all those figures, why weren't they in this report, detailed, so that we could see them? I don't accept having six figures thrown at me over the course of a debate. If it's so important, they should all have been there in black and white so we could see them, we could work through them ourselves to see how accurate they were. So, there's one. But then on the other hand, there's a danger in there of knowing the price of everything and the value of nothing. Because whatever the sums, what about the quality of the work? What about the quality of the thought? What about the quality of the decision-making which we get from a chief executive who is fully focused on Stafford Borough Council? And also, by implication, and here I address the Councillor Loughran's point, that focus actually is going to be headed downstream to other officers as well. If there's a knock-on effect, there'll be other officers who are taken off their focus to some extent by having to focus somewhere else in the job, because there's a gap there because the CEO isn't there all the time. And I agree, CEO should have a strategic element, quite a big strategic element, but he or she has also got to be able to be a hands-on person and keep an eye on what's going on, monitor things that are going on, see things that could be going wrong earlier on rather than later before things get too obvious. I think our chief exec will be distracted by the extra work being foisted, which would be foisted on him, but working partly for Canon Chase and the Council. And so, Mr. Mayor, I hope we will not go down this road, because I suspect, mark my words, Mr. Mayor, I suspect there will be tears before bedtime if we do so. I think we, unitary authorities, yes, are a possibility, but we already share those services which we can with Canon Chase Council. And fine, and we've gone along with that. Even though there can be certain problems here and there. But I think this sharing of the chief executive position is a step too far, it's a red line too far. And I think we should pull away from it. It's going to create many, many more problems for us in terms of the quality of the services that we provide for the people of this borough. So, Mr. Mayor, I will be supporting this amendment.
Councillor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I must apologise, I have great difficulty in hearing quite a few people tonight, but I think I've got the gist of what's being said. I start off with what Councillor Godfrey said. I don't think he's looking further than the end of his nose. It was said that the chief executive doesn't need to be hands-on, or we should be hands-on and not strategic. I don't agree with that at all. The chief executive should be the most strategic person in the employment of the Stafford Borough Council. He will ensure, if he gets this role, that the systems and the procedures of both councils are the same, so that we can share even more services. It will enable the managers that currently report to him to step up rather than refer and make their own decisions. You need to look at clause 5.15, which is about the possibility of local government reorganisation. We're not merging, but we're putting in place a system whereby we can take certain of the advantages of a merger. And we should take that opportunity because the situation has arisen because of the resignation of the chief executive at Cannock. It was said there's plenty of money. No, there isn't. It has to be paid back. It was said that putting organisations together to save money loses jobs. Well, let's go back to 1904. When Mr. Rawls and Mr. Royce combined, nobody can say that wasn't a success. And more recently, what about Astra and Zeneca? Two companies that have combined, what have they produced? Zeneca, of course, came out of ICI. It was said that members of the finance team are not available at Stafford. I only speak of Stafford, I haven't got a problem. I wasn't aware of what was said about that. What matters is the service we get. I don't think we would have ever had such a good 151 officer that we've had. And he's looked after Cannock, he's looked after us, and done an extremely good job. You cannot get a better example of why sharing works. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor
McEwen. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What concerns me is actually on page 11, startling statistic there, which shows that the Stafford Borough is about 36% larger than Cannock, but we only employ 54% of employees as compared to Cannock. Cannock employs 176 more than what Stafford Borough does, despite being 36% smaller. And I think if we go down this route, the chief executive, by definition, will have 176 more people in Canada to look after than he does here in Stafford. And that will have impacts, I believe, as Councillor Flockman said, on how staff at Stafford Borough can cope. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I believe now we go to Councillor Godfrey, do we not, if no one else has indicated?
Mr. Mayor, if no one else has indicated, it's Councillor Farrington, then Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you, Councillor Farrington.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, can I say firstly I'm disappointed that having tried to keep up with Councillor Godfrey's amendment, I gave up after the first line. I'm disappointed because I gave both him and Councillor Kenny the courtesy of talking about this a couple of weeks or so ago. The amendment that's proposed is really just a rehash of the what I called earlier on the exit strategy, because there is a proposal within the main proposal that there is an exit strategy. We're not asking for these arrangements to be brought into place now. We are suggesting that it's appropriate to explore the possibility to give a period of time to allow the chief executive to assess but of authorities, and to find out whether or not it will work. And if after 8 months he's found that it doesn't work, then that's it. Either authority can pull out. Tim Clay is employed by Stafford Council, not by County Chase District Council. He is our employee. Somebody asked a question, I think it was Councillor Pearce, how does all this monitor? There is a shared services board that monitors the ongoing assessment with a view to steering, taking information and asking for more detail. There's an interesting comment about two different political agendas, not so, but the Conservative authorities now seem to be called. Figures thrown at us. It's funny, when we discuss now the budget and we talk about those things, all of those figures are already in the papers, so it's not a figure that's been thrown at you. See, we had it once. This amendment does absolutely nothing. All it does is lose an opportunity. We are saying, by this report, this is an opportunity. If the opportunity doesn't work out, we can draw a line with it. And our chief executive will be our chief executive and nobody else's. If you vote for the amendment, you lose an opportunity. And that's the bit that you're not serving your electorate by. Foregoing opportunity. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Opportunity for what? What's the opportunity? I'm sorry, am I missing something here? We have a full-time chief executive. We have a full-time chief executive who is hoping that it leads to staff approval. So, opportunity to share. Opportunity to specific half? Where's the opportunity? To go downhill? Which it would be. It would be a ridiculous thing for this council. Why do this? It's backwards step. Surely everyone can see that. We have a full-time excellent chief executive. What we will be doing is helping Canada. I think you want to help Canada. You want to help them, It says in the amendment we put down. If we can help Canada, let's help them. Canada, I'm sure they might need help with the Conservative administration coming in, with years of experience behind them. But the thing is, we are going to be split. We're splitting our chief executive down the middle. And Canada, as we pointed out, is absolutely what more employees there than the head of paid service, which is what it is. We'll have more people under him than Canada than he will at Stafford, therefore we're probably spending more time at Canada. When he's in Stafford, he'll be thinking about Canada, so therefore he'll be doing work in Stafford for thinking Canada as well. It's no advantage to us here, none whatsoever. How can we even consider this? And as regards shared service, now look, I'll put my cards on the table here. There are some shared service that I work for. I understand, because advantages to this authority. And I've got no problem with that. I'm sure Councillor Smith can probably remember the time I stood up in council and said, I back this. It's different bulletin that, yes, the case was made, and we accepted it. We accepted it. As a group, as a Labour group, as an opposition, we accepted it. We took the case. We accepted the report. There's no advantage to this. Think about it. There's no advantage. Nothing. How can you even consider this? How can you even come this far? So, I urge everybody, to think about what we've just said, the amendments. It's not saying we're not going to help Canada. We will help Canada. But what we ought to do is defend ourselves. You basically start with a far worse position than if this was ahead, we're in a better position today than we will be tomorrow. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Do we take a vote now on
call the amendment? Call a vote on the amendment, Mr. Mayor.
Right, we'll take a vote on the amendment then. It'll be a show of hands.
Those four?
All those for the amendment, please show.
16.
Those against?
I think that's everyone, no abstentions.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
The amendment then falls.
So, Mr. Mayor, we go back to the original motion now, if anyone wants to talk on the original motion.
Does anyone wish to speak on the original motion? Then we'll take the vote.
Councillor Kemp.
Sorry, Councillor Kemp.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, thank you. I want you to remember something. I've been here since the last merger. Since we took over Stone Rural, Stone Urban and Stafford Rural. I saw what happened at that time. But the point I want to make tonight is one of the points that was made by Councillor Lockhart about the effect on our staff. You look at the numbers on page 11. It tells you on page 11 that we have 209 members of staff. Now I accept that, and I will tell you a little story. At one time in my youth, I've never been that young, I stood up in the council and questioned the chief executive and the head of finance about the numbers of staff, and I had to go and apologise to Mr. Humphreys. But the point is this, those figures are down there on the paper, 209, and the knockdown effect of having a half-time chief executive will go down through, ripple down through the staff. Whether you pay them the extra for the extra work, it's neither here nor there. They have already been under stress over the past 18 months, in the same way that we've all been under stress. And the point to make is that this is the wrong time to do it. And one of the things that's come out this evening, that one or two tongues have slipped. The opportunity to do this at the merger. That's exactly what was said. Well, I must be here. My hearing aid is working very good. I heard one of your members say it. All right? And you can stand up and say it again if you want. But the point about it is, this is not the time to do a merger. This is not the time to put our staff under more stress than they've had already. And I'll remind you, a lot of them are still working from home, are still under stress. And that's the point about having a chief executive who is available all the time. Now, some of you are talking about the financial officers. Well, I can tell you now, I've had the experience of trying to contact an officer who is based at Cannock and gave up. So the point I'm going to say is this. This is the wrong method of helping Cannon. It's been suggested we can help them, but not by sharing our chief executive.
Councillor Chris Barron and Trowbridge.
Councillor Chris Barron.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a point to speak on Lord Jackson, if I may. He said merger. It isn't actually a merger, it's an exploration into the possibility of sharing services, as I read it. Also, a few times tonight, staff have been mentioned. I have had members of our staff contacting me over this past
and Councillor Chris Barron has just said a lot of what I was going to say, but there's just one little bit I'd like to add on to that. Tim Clare is an absolutely excellent chief exec. I'm sure you will all agree with that, second to none. So you're saying he couldn't look after an extra 200 members of staff. John Henderson, who is also excellent, has about 6,000 members of staff under him. I'm sure a couple more hundred, I'm sure Tim can handle. That's all I'd like to say.
Councillor Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to make very briefly a couple of points. One is the table on page 11 has been referred to quite a lot this evening. I think the real difference in terms of staff numbers goes down to housing. And if you looked at the number of members of staff in Stafford Royal Homes, you'd be probably talking about 215, 230 people. So by the time you aggregate the figures back together again, we're back on the same numbers in fairness. The bit I did want to talk about the timing. And the reason this is a debate for today is because there isn't a chief exec in CANAC. Once CANAC decide what they're going to do with a chief exec and recruit their own chief exec, the opportunity disappears. And it disappears until the next time there is a vacancy within the area for a chief executive. I think it's eminently sensible to share with an authority where we already have significant numbers of shared services with them already. Because we've talked about strategy and the strategic role of the chief executive, what's more strategic than looking at that jigsaw of Staffordshire and saying, who is our best partner? Because we're already working with them significantly. There are, after all, very few new members of staff that will become within Mr. Clegg's span of control if this was to go ahead. And so in terms of strategic and logical fit, we owe it to our residents, in my view, to pick up Councillor Cook's comments. I think we share the same ambitions for our residents, but we also owe it to our residents to ensure that we deliver best value for money, which was the bit which wasn't mentioned that Councillor Cook mentioned. And I think this looks at seeing whether there is an opportunity to deliver to our residents best value for money. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, the CEO of Stafford Council, obviously, is our great strategic thinker. And again, we are very lucky to have him. We will be sharing him with another authority, therefore watering down the service he will be giving to Stafford. It's pretty obvious. We owe it to our residents, I think Council Clerk just said, to look into this opportunity. Well, like I said before, what opportunity? We owe it to our residents to make sure that we have the best people in the job. I happen to think, close your ears Tim, we have the best person in the job. We have a very, very good chief executive. Why are you thinking of watering this down? If you want the best of the people in this borough, why are you watering down what we already have, an excellent chief executive? Because that's what we're doing. And this, I have to say, is a share too far. Far too far. Yes, back office, one or two other services that we can do, we can have a look at. Yeah, maybe something in the future to look at, maybe things we can share. But not the chief executive. This is ridiculous. This is only to CANAC's advantage. And everyone's saying that he included the leader of the council, this is about Stafford. It's not, it's about CANAC. And where does help him out, CANAC? Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Loughran.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I really must stress that at no time at all was the competence of the chief executive or any other senior member of staff brought into question by myself or other members of my group. What we have stressed, and what I in particular have stressed, and will continue to stress, is Stafford Borough Council. Those of us sitting in this room, it's our duty of care for our officers who are working for us and the people of Stafford. That's the concern that I was
got no one else indicating to speak, would Councillor Farrington like the right to reply?
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I started this evening by saying a couple of things that are paramount in considerations. Firstly, I said that when I spoke to our chief executive, Mr. Clare Bayliss, if he had said no, that would be negative. I also made it very clear that the sovereignty of local authorities is paramount. This is an opportunity borne by timely event, i.e., departure of the chief executive, to explore, to assess the prospect of working together more closely. There was a list before given of many authorities about which Chair and Chief Executive have worked as possible. I also made it clear, as everybody said, that everybody would agree, this is about Saturday. This is about giving the opportunity to assess whether or not we should take it further. And both authorities will have their own ideas about whether or not that's appropriate. Shared services board that we've heard about is the mechanism through which that will be done. But if we don't do this, we'll never know. We will never be able to say to the people of Stafford, well, we tried this because we thought we should at least look at it, but we'll never know, will we? Because, as I think the expert said, this has been triggered by the fact at the moment that there is no approaching. It's not about a merger, it's got nothing to do with the merger. It's about looking at the opportunities that we talked about, that a very long report talks about. I deliberately didn't go through the report that I've heard of. It's all in there, their opportunities. And so for that reason, Mr. Mayor, it's incumbent upon us all to at least give our electorate the opportunity to look at it. Nobody's saying right now this evening it's a done deal. Nobody's saying that at all. We're saying we would like our chief executive, and I add my praise and admiration for him as everybody else has done, because he's brilliant. It's about him looking at the opportunity. He might come back to us as a government and say, well, actually, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
We'll take the vote now on the amendment.
On the original
motion. Sorry, on the original motion.
Can I call for the named votes, please?
Need eight members, Mr. Mayor.
Need eight members for that. Dave, have we got eight members? Yes, we've got more than eight.
Okay. Can I ask one of the Democratic Services officers to read through names in alphabetical order, and when members hear their name, could they say whether they're for, against or abstain from the vote, please? Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Chris Barron.
For.
Councillor Jenny Barron.
For.
Councillor Ray Barron.
For.
Councillor Francis Beattie.
For.
Councillor Alexander Brown.
For.
Councillor Rob Cook.
Against.
Councillor Andrew Cooper.
For.
Councillor Brian Ross.
For.
Councillor Angelo.
For.
Councillor Farrington.
For.
Councillor Thornton.
Yes.
Councillor Godfrey.
Yes.
Councillor Hobbs.
Against.
Councillor Holmes.
Against.
Councillor Hood.
Against.
Councillor James.
For.
Councillor James is not here. Councillor Peter Jones.
For.
Councillor Camp.
Against.
Councillor Canning.
Yes.
Councillor Leeson.
Against.
Councillor Loughran.
Against.
Councillor McEwen.
Against.
Councillor McNaughton.
Against.
Councillor James Nixon.
For.
Councillor Louise Nixon. Councillor Pardesi.
Against.
Councillor Pearce.
Against.
Councillor Peart. Four. Councillor Phillips.
Four.
Councillor Price.
Four.
Councillor Smith.
Four.
Councillor Sutherland.
Four.
Councillor Trowbridge.
Four.
Councillor Winnington.
Four.
Motion is therefore carried. Well, that concludes the meeting for this evening. Thank you all very much for attending, and good evening.
Would the council be able to request the Mayor of South Borough, Councillor Perry Nixon, to depart the stage?
Thank you, members. If I can ask you to make an orderly procession to the outdoor venue, maintaining social distancing where you can. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So difficult to hear. I've got perfect hearing,
yeah.
But I really struggled.
Yeah,
I hope we can do something.
If we do this again, we'll burn
out. Please, if you will.
It's very difficult to bring all the equipment.
Yes,
we couldn't share
of
a microphone
course.
Around.